Hi everyone, I'm back again.
Kieran's back. Her voice is raspy but sexy. I keep trying to tell her she's got like a Phoebe smelly cat. Do you watch Friends? You wouldn't get this right.
No.
Oh. Phoebe has like a sick voice in one episode and she like it's making her singing voice really sexy and raspy. Mm-hmm. So she's just capitalizing on it. So that's what you should be doing. I love when I lose my voice. I just feel like Brooke Davis off One Tree Hill.
I just feel like nobody's taking me seriously. Like, I don't sound like myself. I don't feel like myself, so.
Yeah.
And I know, like, when I opened my mouth, like, I went to go order Starbucks this morning. The girl looked at me like she was, like, kind of taken aback because I guess she didn't expect my voice to sound like this.
She's probably like, do you have COVID? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. I don't have COVID. I've tested negative like a million times.
Didn't you already have COVID?
I already had COVID.
So did I. Yeah. Karen and I had it like the same week.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. I just wanted to give a disclaimer for Kieran's sake in case you're like wondering what's going on with her voice. But she was gracious enough to help me with this episode because I have been dying to talk about The Ultimatum. Kieran actually suggested I watch it and my sister did too. And of course, it's just the most wonderful, trashy, insane television show. The whole concept is absolutely bonkers, in my opinion, and we'll break all of that down. But essentially, we're mostly going to focus on the finale and the reunion just because that's kind of top of mind and that's sort of where shit hit the fan. But we'll do our best to tie things back throughout the season and just give our overall opinions on all the couples and all the people. And you guys know I'm going to have a lot to say about Nick and Vanessa Lachey. Okay, so let's get started. What were your overall thoughts on the finale and the reunion? Were you disappointed? Did you think it was good?
So I feel like in terms of like other dating shows, it wasn't as juicy and it wasn't as like bombshelly as say like, you know, The Bachelor. I feel like we didn't really get an insight as much into the behind the scenes like we usually would. There was like a little bit of drama with Ray and Zay. That was her original guy's name. So there was a little bit of drama there and then a little bit between the girls, but nothing crazy really.
Yeah.
Which was kind of disappointing.
I thought the finale was so drab. The reunion was pretty interesting. It was okay. I mean, I don't know, it was pretty chaotic, but I found the finale so, I was so excited for it. I was like counting down the days. And then I remember just watching it and fast forwarding through most of it because it was just like, oh, everyone's basically just staying together. Or there was only one new couple that was formed, which would be Jake and Ray. And they didn't even stay together. It seemed like they only stayed together for like one day.
Yeah.
So it was just very anticlimactic in my opinion. But I thought the reunion was pretty interesting and pretty dramatic for the most part. Although I will say I was absolutely shocked and flabbergasted and completely blindsided by Madeline and Colby getting married on the spot.
Yeah. And pregnant. She was pregnant in the reunion.
Well, episode. She was pregnant if my math is correct. I don't want to speak about another woman's body, but she said she was 7 months pregnant. And then at another point in the episode, they said that they had been wrapped for 6 months, which means she was a month pregnant while they were still filming. Or maybe she didn't even know. You know, some women don't know for 5-6 weeks or whatever that they're pregnant. But I thought that was pretty interesting. But she just seemed so happy and glowy.
She looked beautiful. I loved her hair. Loved her brown hair. Her outfit, I think, too. Like, she looked beautiful. On the show, I do have some things to say about her on the show. She seemed a little, like, unhinged at times, like not knowing what she wanted.
They're all so young.
Well, that was it.
They're all like 23, 24.
Yeah.
Like, of course they're unhinged.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so let's like start with Madeline and Colby then, since we're already on the topic. So let's whip out our notes. We both have notes on our phone. We've talked about Madeline's beautiful pregnancy and her brown hair. Normally, I really like when people go blonder.
Yeah.
But I really was liking this natural hair on her.
I agree. And I will say, too, like, they looked really, really happy. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, you know, I think on the show we saw them go through all these, like, trials in their relationship. And obviously, everyone knows it was Colby that issued the ultimatum and Madeline wasn't very sure. And she seemed very, you know, open to the idea of exploring other things more so than he did. But they seemed really happy together, so that I was really happy about. And I think, like, maybe, just going back a little bit here, we were talking about the show as a whole. And, I mean, the whole idea of the show is that you issued your partner an ultimatum. And it's funny that a lot of those couples ended up working out.
I know.
Because that's the whole point of the show, right?
I know.
So.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, the concept of the show is insanity. Like, not only are you putting an immense amount of pressure on a couple just saying, like, you have to decide in 6 weeks whether you're going to get married or not. Because to me, an ultimatum sometimes is something that needs to be done. Like, I'm not adamantly against ultimatums. I know a lot of people are. Like, a lot of people think, like, as soon as you have to give an ultimatum, like, then you need to run for the hills, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's the healthiest thing, but I also think sometimes push comes to shove. But then to also add the extra layer of having to date someone else and, like, watch your partner date someone else. Like, whoever came up with this concept of this show is messed up. Like, I think it was interesting, I guess, but it didn't really seem to work. Like, I wouldn't say it was overall an effective experiment, so to speak. Like, and if anything, it just destroyed most of their lives. Like, all except for Madeline and Colby. They were, like, the only ones who came out somewhat unscathed, and they actually seemed happier for it. But probably literally just because she's pregnant and they have, like, this new milestone to work towards. The rest of them truly looked depressed.
Well, yeah, like,
broken down.
Even Randall and Shanique were saying that, you know, they ended up getting engaged in the reunion, but then they, you know, broke up, and they are back together now, but there's obviously some things there that they kind of have to work through. And, you know, some of the other couples said things like that too, that they're kind of working toward or working through some things that maybe even the show brought out, which is kind of scary as well.
I think that engagement was a mistake. I think when they proposed, because Randall was really into Madeline and Shanique was, like, kind of into, like, I just thought, I don't mind them together as a couple, and I do think they made the right decision of calling off the engagement, but I just thought the initial engagement was, like, was just a mistake. I wasn't, like, happy and excited for them. I was just nervous. But just quickly going back to Madeline, she was both my least favorite and my favorite person.
Yeah.
She, like, was throwing all these crazy facial expressions, and I feel like she was really keeping it real. And honestly, if she wasn't on the show, it would have been way more boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her and April were kind of, like, the spunky, sassy ones, but there were moments when she was, like, especially that scene when she was drunk. Oh, my God. And she's with all her girls at the table, and she's just, like...
It was a lot, yeah.
We've all either been that drunk girl or know that drunk girl who's just, like, digging herself in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's, like, sorry, guys, Darla's having a fucking field day again, as per usual. But, you know, I just kind of related to Madeline, and I'm not going to say which past partner I relate with, but I know what it's like to kind of, like, slightly despise your partner. Like, you love them, but you also are driven crazy by every single thing they say and do. And, like, you almost have secondhand embarrassment or frustration. I just so get that. And, like, honestly, Madeline,
I can't dig you seriously. I know who you're talking
about. Of course,
about.
Everybody probably knows who I'm talking about. Everyone's like, she's so mean to him. And I mean, obviously she was. Like, I don't think you should be with someone if they're driving you nuts. But at the same time, I have so been there where you're just with somebody for so many years and you just kind of know the darker sides of them. And so when they're trying to put on this, because Colby was always just trying to put on this, like,
front. Cowboy. He was trying to be, like, the nice guy. Like, even when he was saying about Lauren, like, I think I could be the guy that, like, makes her see that she would want to have
kids. I know, what the frig?
What makes you think that you can change, like, the way someone feels about, that's a huge thing.
Colby just seemed like a total love bomber. Like, he was very much, like, even when he's talking about Madeline, like, he was like, the second I laid eyes on her, I knew she was the one I'd marry. And that's, like, typically something you'd hear more from a girl, which, I mean, I don't, you guys, like, I try not to gender things on here, but, like, typically a girl, like, I've said that 1,000 times, like, after our first date, like, I thought I would marry him. Like, normally guys are just like, she's hot.
Yeah, she's
I
hot.
I don't know. Like, whoa, this guy actually is, like, very romantic. And I don't know whether it's cute or whether it's creepy. And I had a hard time with Colby. And even, like, he was like, I did that. I put that in there. Like, talking about her pregnancy. And I was just like, ew. I just gross.
Like, what, you nutting her?
I know.
That's not that hard.
He's like, thanks, guys. Like, ugh. And I can't handle. Like, he thinks he belongs on the Yellowstone cast. Like, I can't deal with him and his cowboy hat. But, you know, it's just funny because Madeline. And then, like, my favorite thing was in the finale. She was saying, yeah, like, my friends hate him when I hate him, and they love him when I love him. Like, they're just good friends, so they just go with the flow. And I was like, that is the most relatable thing I've ever heard, because that's just the tea, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, at least I know with my girlfriends, like, if a guy I'm seeing is being an annoying, then they're like, we hate him, like, you deserve better. And then 2 seconds later, I'm like, he just did the cutest thing. And they're like, good for you, like, happy for you. Like, it's not up to them to make your choices for you. But I just thought that 360 was so hilarious, because, like, I just couldn't help but think when she was marrying him on the spot, like, I was like, what are her friends going to think? Like, 2 seconds ago, they were attacking him at that restaurant, like, basically kicking him out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, she's going to go up to them and be like, I married him. Okay, so let's move on to the next people. Lauren and Nate, I guess we can briefly talk about them. Yeah, not much to say.
We don't really have much to say other than... I will say, though, I think that Nate's, like, lame proposal after Hunter
and Alexis.
Yeah, after he proposed to Alexis. I thought it was so lame, honestly. Like, he was just kind of being a bandwagoner, in my opinion. He was, like, talking across the table to Madeline, saying how
what
he was going to
pick
her.
I can't.
And then he got on one knee and proposed. Like, it was so random. And their relationship definitely did seem, like, very up and down. I have read, I don't know if you've looked on their Instagrams at all, like, their private Instagrams. I think they were one of the couples that kind of did a bit of a disclaimer, like, in a caption on Instagram. So that was interesting to, like, read and stuff. But talking about the reunion and them, they were talking about how they've agreed to have one kid, which if you, you know, watch the show, you know that the whole reason that they went on there was because... They weren't sure if their relationship was going to work based on the fact that Nate wanted kids and Lauren didn't. And mm-hmm. She seemed pretty strongly against them, but now they've agreed on one kid. So maybe it was Colby. Maybe Colby made her
realize. The magic of Colby and his cowboy hat. I don't know. But Nate just seemed like a little weasel. No offense, Nate. He just got, it's like he just pooped his pants out of fear and was like, will you marry me? Like, it just was such a panic move out of nowhere. And it was so inappropriate to piggyback off somebody else's special moment.
Yeah.
And she seemed absolutely thrilled and happy, which I guess I'm happy for her. But if my boyfriend pulled that stunt, I would have slapped him across the face and been like, I deserve own special night, my own special moment. But, you know, whatever. They seem fine. They seem happy. I guess we can quickly talk about Alexis and Hunter, because they were also like the irrelevant couple that didn't really make it onto the show. Alexis is absolutely batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Truly love her unhinged energy.
Drama starting. Like, yes. It was just crazy.
Would not want to be her friend, but would watch her on TV any day of the week. Really terrifies me to my core. But I guess I kind of like how she's just super upfront and honest and blunt. Because on reality shows, those people always end up becoming the villains, right? But we need those people on reality shows. Otherwise, there's just going to be no movement. But I feel like Alexis just didn't really even get to play the villain role because she just wasn't on it very much.
That's true.
So she just, like, made a really horrible impression. Like, the 3 or 4 times she was on the show, she just, like, didn't really leave a good impression of herself. And then...
There was lots of comments that she made, like, very early on in the show. I don't know if you remember, but she was kind of really talking about, like, her income versus Hunter's.
Yeah.
And how it was, like, not up to par and, like, all these things. And that was a little weird to me.
Very,
like,
weird.
I feel like those are the kinds of things that you don't really talk about publicly, but maybe that's just me. I will say, though, one thing that I did like about her is, like, some of her outfits were really cute and cool, and I liked her style in certain shots of the show, but I really have nothing else nice to say.
This is going to sound probably so mean, but I know Kieran will know what I'm talking about. Alexis is the type of girl that most men... like, can't stand.
Yeah.
She's just very, like, nosy, very, like, upfront, you know. And
high maintenance.
High maintenance. I just can already picture it. Like, if Carlos was watching that show with me, I can just see he would have been like, that girl, I can't stand that girl. And I know Kieran is watching it with a guy and the same thing happened. And so it's just, like, I think as a woman you can kind of empathize with her fieriness and whatever, but I can just so see her turning off most men, which is why I'm like, Hunter, good for you, man. Like, I don't know how you're doing
just,
it.
Just like,
good
take for one you. Out of the roster. Yes. Now they're out and it's done. It's yeah, fine.
Exactly. Okay, so let's chat about April, I guess, quickly. April was there solo. Her and Zay were on the like loser single couch by themselves.
Yeah.
But April was thriving. She looked gorgeous with her new hair. Her makeup was totally on point. I need to get the number of her makeup stylist. Artist person.
I looked at her Instagram. Like, I went back and stalked all of the people's Instagrams because I was really curious. Like, I feel like sometimes the show, like, the lighting on the show and, like, the heat and the weather and all these things, like, and the cameras don't really do you justice sometimes. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to, like, see how these people, like, how do they present themselves? What's their highlight reel on Instagram? So I went and looked them all up. And April, some of her photos are just insane. Like, the most beautiful, like, wow. Stunning model-esque pictures, so I love that for her, honestly.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She seemed like I liked April. I don't know. I mean, she was a little bit annoying at times, but I could kind of relate to her energy. Like, she just was desperately in love with a guy who just was like not as committed as her, and we've all been there, honestly, and it's just, it doesn't bring out the best side in you. And it's unfortunate that had to be played out for her on television. And obviously she made some desperate moves, like going through his phone and stuff, but like, oh my gosh, Amanda was watching a bit of the reunion with me and she was like, that Jake guy literally looks like a crack addict. Like, what is going on?
It's funny because I've seen people like memes and stuff on TikTok and they're like, who invited Post Malone?
Seriously? Like, what the hell happened? The hair, he looked like he'd lost 40 pounds. Like, he looked, his eyes were dead inside. And
He was cute before.
And he just had this seething anger living within him.
Can I just say, I have this kind of theory. Maybe it's just, it's probably just a theory. Like, I'm probably just bullshitting this whole thing. But you know how, as women, we talk about the post-breakup glow and how we always glow up? Like, I know for me, I swear to God. Like, I just keep, like, my style, my hair, my attitude, my personality. It doesn't even have to be, like, looks-wise, but I'm like, even just, like, feeling in myself, like, I'm always, like, on this, like, glow tip afterwards. But men, sometimes it's the complete opposite.
Yes.
Like, I swear. Great. Like, I'll look at some of my exes and I'll be like, oh my God. Ew.
Yeah.
What happened to
you? And you're, like, messaging, like, they're messaging, like, how you've been? You're like, I'm fucking great. How are you? And they're like, I'm okay, period.
Or you, like, I don't know, Victoria's such a small town, so, like, you hear things through the grapevine, but, like, I'll hear things, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you're really not doing great, hey?
And if you're me, a man-hater, you're like, yeah, you're, like, cheerleading in your room, because you're like, No, I don't know. It's always, like, a slap in the face for anyone, boy or girl, when your partner, like, freaking glows up after you break up.
And you're just doing horribly.
It's awful. And that, actually, I was the opposite. Like, my very first breakup, I was in the trenches of despair. I didn't let anybody, like, I would never portray that on social media because I was too proud. But, like, my ex was, like, moving to Australia and, like, posting all these awesome photos traveling. And I was like, fuck you then.
Dang.
Anyway. Yeah. So April, happy she's found what she's looking for. You know, she's got that new breakup / new boyfriend kind of unhinged energy going on where she seems like she's like trying to prove something. Like,
but yeah. She is in a new relationship.
She was giving me this energy of like,
think that it was just kind of a front and like she was maybe.
Yes and no. It's just, it seemed like a rebound that's probably gotten a bit too serious. If you know what I'm saying. Like, it was like, how after, like, it's only been 6 months since your breakup and you were on TV and all of a sudden you moved in with this guy and he's the love of your life and stuff. So it just
seems, and you're talking about kids. She was talking about having a baby with
which
him.
Sometimes that happens. Like, that happened with my sister and her partner and whatever. That's cool. It's just, like, I know for me, if I was in a new relationship and my ex-boyfriend was sitting there, like, shitting on me, I would probably put on a bit of a front, like.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So it just, it came off to me, like, a little worrisome. Like, I just kind of wanted to be like, April, take a breath. Like, you don't want this relationship to implode because you're putting too much stake in it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just let it flow. But she deserves happiness. She truly does. I think it was really brave of her to open up about her infertility issues and all of that. Like, I think that was great.
Yeah.
Okay, next, let's talk about...
We're going to talk about Jake and Ray and Zay, I guess.
Yeah, the unholy trinity.
There was a couple of things, like, about the, so I loved them when they first were getting together.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, They seem like they really vibe. Out of all of the new couples that kind of formed, I was most excited about them. Mm-hmm. And I really did think that they were going to end up together.
Yeah, they had a vibe for sure.
They definitely had a vibe. There was a couple of really weird things, though. Like, in the reunion when they showed that twerking video
that
April had seen on Jake's phone. I thought that was a bit of an invasion on it, honestly. Like, of course, we love to see the tea. We want to see it all. But that was just a bit much. And you could see, like, Vanessa's face when the video played. I was just like...
Oh, Vanessa.
That part irked me for sure.
Not one of those, like, throwback videos were necessary or helpful. Like, they were all just weird diversions from getting to the actual tea.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that on reunions, especially if they rehash things we've already seen five times. It's like, I cannot stand it. Anyway, continue on.
And then it was really interesting that Jake was kind of shaking his head when April was talking about her time moving in with Jake.
Mm-hmm.
He was really just, like, not agreeing with anything that she said. Because I think she was kind of saying, like, you know, you lived with Ray for 2 weeks and then you came and moved in with me, but you still were kind of in the mindset of, like, being with Ray and, like, checking in on her and making sure she
was
okay. Which he was. And he didn't want to, like, put in the effort to kind of, like, I guess, like, fix their relationship or see if that was something that was still, you know, worth salvaging, mm-hmm. which was kind of disappointing for sure. And he was, like, quite a bit of a dick to her, I think.
Oh, yeah. And, like, that video was completely inappropriate of, like, a girl. I mean, if it was just, like, a random girl twerking, I don't know if I would have cared so much. But the fact that it's a girl that you, like, have a crush on slash want to date slash live with for 3 weeks and she's twerking. And I would be like, yo, why are you going out without me, A? And B...
Well, I think that's where, like, the toxicity of the show comes into play, because technically the couples were broken up.
I know.
And allowed to date other people and then, like, see if they wanted to, like, rekindle their old love, which that to me, like, where do you set boundaries? Like, what I feel like in the show they didn't really explain, like,
no, they didn't.
These couples are broken up. And, or, like, each couple, maybe, like, if we had seen, like, them have a conversation about, okay, we're gonna break up or have a break, here's the boundaries and here's our rules, and maybe we would have known what was okay and what wasn't.
Because
even with Colby and Madeline, when Colby was chatting with that other girl that wasn't part of the show, technically they were broken up, so you don't really know, like, which side do you stand on, like, what's appropriate and what's not.
I know,
because
it was not clear. Yeah, like, maybe they could have had, like, a rule, like, you can't sleep with another person but you can kiss or whatever. I mean, it's the same with creating an open relationship. Like, they essentially were given the opportunity to have an open relationship for a few weeks, but you have to create boundaries and rules and guidelines for an open relationship. You can't just have a free-for-all. That's like a surefire way to break someone's heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't surprised when Ray and Jake got together in the end. I was surprised, sort of, that they didn't even seem to make it more than 24 hours and that Ray and Zay tried to get back together.
Yes.
I was like, what? And Zay was giving me very aggressive slash slightly abusive, condescending energy. Ray was also giving me, like, woman who feels probably embarrassed about how she was portrayed on social media, or sorry, on Netflix. So she's, like, putting her foot down.
Yeah.
But it was, like, unhinged, because it was like he was just trying to get two words in and she was like,
she wouldn't stop.
Let me talk. And even Amanda was watching it and was like, this is making me so uncomfortable. Like, this girl is crazy. I'm like, she's not crazy. She's just snapped.
Yeah.
Like, she's had her snap moment that this we talked about.
Yeah.
That explosion between them was so toxic and so hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then before, like, when she was stuttering, did you see how he was like, like, what the hell was that?
Yeah,
it was weird. That was just mean.
There was a couple of things about their relationship that I, like, agreed and or disagreed on. So, like, in the beginning, I did agree with Zay that, you know, he just wanted Ray to,
mm-hmm.
you know, be open and honest and share her feelings about how she felt about him.
Yeah.
And he needed her to express that. And that maybe that was, like, his love language. Maybe that was his, like... You know, that was what he needed, and he expressed that, basically. And so, I do agree with that. I just don't agree with the way he went about it and the way he treated her, kind of, throughout the season.
Yeah, it's like a man-child mentality to be like,
yeah,
you piss me off, so I'm going to punish you and go out dancing for 8 hours and not text you back. And, like, anytime you do anything like that with the mentality to punish your partner, you are a man-child. And, like...
Totally. Or, I mean, women do it too, right?
Oh, or, so. Man-child, man... Or, sorry, woman-child. But instead of just like taking a breath and cooling off or like sitting down and talking to your partner, to go out and do something that's purposely going to scare them or punish them or make them anxious, like that's just mean and that's just immature.
Yeah. It was hard to watch that scene too. I think like a lot of people could have related to that.
Yeah.
Another thing that was kind of weird to me was Zay not being honest to Ray about like his intimacy with Shanique. I thought that was kind of unfair and like really fair that she got upset about that. It just sucked that that kind of had to come out kind of live on the reunion. Another thing that I was really happy to see, though, was Ray talking about her sexuality and being really open about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really important, especially on big shows like this where, you know, lots of people are watching and there's probably, you know, still some people that maybe could use seeing that and that influence. So that was really great. And then my last thought on the whole situation was that I just can't believe that Zay got up and left and, like, just walked off the show. It seems like he has this very, like, quick spinning temper that just, like, he's like a very short fuse. And it just blows off. And
honestly,
I don't like
Kieran,
that.
I don't blame him. She was
But he did it in lots of different situations, though. So I'm like, I think in that context on the reunion, yeah, sure, I would have gotten up and left too. It was just, there was no resolving that argument that they were having, but he seemed to do that, and that was his response to a lot of...
Which is, again, like man-child behavior, to just walk away from something if you don't like what someone's saying. No, Zay has a lot of growing up to do, but again, he's a child. Ray is a child. Like, all these people are like 23 or 24 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course, I mean, I think the oldest one was maybe 26 or 27. Like, I think Randall was 26. And that's basically me. I mean, I have some wisdom, I think, but I still even find relationships really hard to decipher and very complicated. And
well, it's like each relationship is so different too.
Right.
And maybe the same rules or like boundaries that you had in your previous relationships, they're not really going to transfer and be applicable to new relationships because, you know, different people have different feelings, different languages of love, like all these different things. So you can, like, and I mean, I feel like we hear it all the time, like, you know, you'll talk to your girlfriends about something that a guy did or something that you're going through with a guy or whatever, and, like, we're all just like, no, that's a red flag, that's this. But, like, what is a red flag to you might not be one to me or vice versa, you know, so.
Red flags, everyone has them, and they're, like, it's part of being a human being, and if you say you have no red flags, you're lying. Like, everybody, and you know what, I'll say it this way. If you've been hurt or traumatized by something even once in your life, you're probably going to develop some sort of red flag because it's going to be some sort of unhealthy coping mechanism or defense mechanism, whether that be like you just shut down and walk out of the room, like Zay, or whether that be you like lash out and like try to talk to someone else to distract yourself. Like, I mean, I think there's probably some super woke, amazing people out there who are like, like Amanda probably doesn't do any of these things, which is just inspiring. But most people I know, you just kind of shake your head and you're like, oh, you silly little thing. Like, you did a bad thing. But I still love you and I still know you're a good person. You're just hurt and you're acting out. Because hurt people, right?
Totally.
So I'm just, as I'm entering into the single world again, this is something I'm playing around with because I think people are so quick to be like, red flag, no way.
Shut them down,
But no. It's also such a slippery slope because if you ignore too many red flags, like we've all done once upon a time, that's also like a recipe for disaster. But I will say, kind of speaking on this, so Shanique sort of got thrown under the bus for having like some sexual under... I don't even know what... Like, I don't really know what was going on. I guess her and Zay had like a little playtime together a few times. They definitely had some sexual chemistry.
I love how you referred to it as playtime.
I don't know. Like, I don't think they did anything too. I think they probably just did a handy or something based on what I was watching. Amanda and I were like deciphering the movements of the sheet and stuff, trying to figure it out. But she just straight up kind of said, like, I was very unsettled and hurt and jealous by Randall's relationship with Madeline, and I wanted to act out. Like, I basically, like, Zay was hot and I wanted to potentially make Randall jealous, or I just wanted
to... He was like a rebound to
exactly. her. She's like, I wanted to escape. I wanted to feel wanted. And that doesn't mean that's a healthy thing, but like, it's human. And I'm not going to like look at Shanique like a horrible person. And I think she just really owned up to it. She's like, it wasn't ideal, but it was what it was, and
yeah.
I was hurt, and I really actually liked that moment, and I really resonated with Shanique in that moment, and I think it's really brave, again, to just, like, put yourself on a Netflix show where all of these things that we all struggle with, whether you'll admit it or not, are coming out into the wash, and it's, like, you're being judged by millions of people, even though, like, every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street probably does the same shit with their partners or whatever. It's 100%. Just, yeah, so.
I mean, I was sitting there, like, watching some things even, and I was like, oh my God, like, I could never go on this show because I'm sure people would look at me and how I'm acting in my relationship and be like, what the fuck is this bitch on?
No, Kieran, if I went on any reality show, I know for a fact. Would you be the villain? I would be hated. Like,
you'd be the villain, hey?
Just because I know my personality is so strong, and, like, I think it takes some people a second to get used to me or to understand my intentions, because, like, sometimes I come across, especially if I'm in a performative setting, whether that be on TV or podcasting, I put on this, like, it's not an act, but I, like, this sort of sassy, strong demeanor comes out because I'm trying to entertain, I'm trying to be relatable.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would fully come out on TV, and I wouldn't even know how to play, like, the cute, gentle girl role. I would just be, like, full-blown, like, sassy.
I feel like I would be, like, Madeline low-key. Like,
I think I would be, too.
Like, get me drunk and, like, my crazy, like, she side would come out.
She was kind of killing me. Like, when she was like, all these girls are swooning over the cowboy hat, but okay. She's, like, shading her boyfriend and all these girls. Like, I kind of live for that energy. I didn't really like how she kept rubbing things in with Shanique.
Yeah,
and Shanique was like, I'm trying really hard not to beat your ass right now. Like, totally, please stop. Yeah. Okay, who else do we have?
Well, we could talk about Shanique and Randall. Like, we don't really, I guess.
We kind of just did a little bit.
I don't really have too much to say other than I do think Randall is a really sweet guy.
Yeah, he was my favorite guy for sure.
I think so too. I liked, you know, his proposal to her and the things that they talked about. I guess it is sad that ended, but, you know, they broke up and worked on themselves, so they've found each other again. So I really do hope that whatever happens with their relationship that, you know, they end on, if they continue to stay together, then that's great and they have a great relationship. Or if they end things, then that they end on good terms.
Yeah, they were the most mature couple, in my opinion, but also in kind of consequentially. I think that's a word. The most boring couple, in my opinion, just because like they weren't a total mess like Madeline and Colby were.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish them the best. They're both beautiful people, so even if they don't end up together, I have full faith that they're going to find someone else that works for them. And now let's talk about Nick and Vanessa.
The tea.
Our favorite hosts ever.
God. Okay.
Guys, it's just getting worse and worse. Like, I thought Love is Blind was bad. No. It's just... Actually, you know, I started to look at it this time as like a comedy sketch. Like, I almost was looking at her through the eyes of like her being on SNL or something. And like, she, like, I just started to be like, what a goofball.
Like, does.
What a silly girl.
Is there, I just want to know, like, is there requirements as the host to like make everything about yourself and be relatable? Because.
Well, I'm the host, it is. That's the requirement.
Because that's the way it was for her.
Yes.
And like when, oh my God, I just don't like how she was like.
Madeline.
You know, they're talking about Madeline's pregnancy, and she's like, my ovaries are bursting.
I know.
Listen, sis, it's not about you. It's not about you, okay?
And that's like,
just for once, it's not about you.
That's like kind of a funny, cute thing to say if you're like, this is going to sound ageist, and I'm not trying to be ageist, but like, her and Nick already have kids. Like, they've done the damn thing. They're a bit older. Like, they're in their 40s. Like, Alexis was looking at Madeline and being like,
oh,
I'm so happy for you. I want a baby. Which makes sense because they're like girlies. Like they're the same age. But
and she's like
Vanessa
looking at Nick like,
I know. And Nick just is like dead. Like literally dead eyes staring into space. And I feel like she emasculates him a little bit. And
a lot. Yeah.
That's like my least. Like you guys know I'm all about powerful, strong women. And I'm not really the type of person to be like, don't emasculate your husband. But because like I probably will emasculate whatever husband I get one day. But it's just, I just feel like. Nick is just, there's not much going on. I don't know how else, he's a lovely guy, he's a sweetheart, he's just, he's not super spunky or charismatic, and she's almost too spunky for her own good.
Well, have you seen her outfits for one?
Oh,
like, she's stealing the show.
Yeah.
Everything is glitter, everything is over the top,
the high boots.
I'm sorry, I'm all one for, like, self-expression with your style. but I cannot get behind her crazy outfits. And I've been looking and watching, you know, kind of throughout the shows and stuff and the reunions. That dress that she wore to the reunion was honestly horrific.
I liked it more than her Love is Blind one.
Really?
It was like the same thing, but pink.
Yeah, this was like black and white. And it was giving me too much.
It was giving me
2016 too much.
It was giving me party. Newly divorced mom goes to Vegas with her girlfriends and lets her, like, gay son style her. That's what it was giving me.
Yeah.
But no, like,
she's pretty. She's beautiful.
It's like, I have a love-hate relationship with her. It used to be hate-hate, but for some reason, I just... Again, it's like when you start to look at people with a less serious critical lens and you're just kind of like, she's a silly goose. Or like, look at her. Just like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I just sort of was looking at her as if she was putting on a role. That's sort of the energy I get from her. It's like she's almost pretending to be an annoying TV.
But she's not. But she's not. That's her actual personality.
So, but when I look at it through that lens, I find it much more tolerable. Mm. Whereas when I look at it with the view that she's actually, like, this is her job and she's actually trying her best, I can't stomach that. But yeah, she makes everything about herself, which is, like, uncomfortable. And I do appreciate how her and Nick are trying to share their pearls of wisdom because they've been married for however many years. It's just, like, I don't understand what makes them, those two, out of all the couples in Hollywood, like, what makes those two qualified to be, like, the hosts of all these romantic love TV shows?
You know who she kind of reminds me of that I just kind of thought about? It's Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
But Chrissy Teigen, I
drives
feel
me
like,
crazy. I hate Chrissy Teigen.
But at least I feel like she's a little bit more funny. And, like...
Yeah.
And her sass is a little, like, I don't know.
More acceptable. Chrissy Teigen annoys me, too. But I don't know.
They seem like... But they should be besties,
honestly. I see what you're saying. They have that same energy.
Same energy, yeah.
I just, like, you know, when I think of Hollywood royalty, I think of, like... I was just about to say Brangelina, like, R.I.P. No, SLS. I don't know. Let's think. I don't know, like, David Beckham and Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Not that they would never. I know, but I'm just saying. Or even like a cute bachelor couple that's been together.
Oh, like Caitlin Bristow and
Jason Tardik. Like, I don't know, people who genuinely seem.
Or JoJo Fletcher, she's still with.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just trying to think of like a. I would have said like Sean and Camilla, but they've broken up too. All these freaking couples have broken up. I don't, like, Nick and Vanessa are not super culturally relevant, to be honest.
And they don't really seem, like, all that loved up, if you ask me.
See, I actually think they seem pretty in love for a couple who's been together as long as they've been together. Really? Well, it's more so, I think, her projecting. She seems like she's still, like, schoolgirl crushing over him. Mm. And he just looks like he's shut down inside. Do you know what it's like? She's always leaning on him, crawling on him, like laughing in his ear, which I kind of like that energy because that's like how you are on your like second date with a guy and you're like,
I find it annoying. I feel like it's kind of ingenuine, to be honest.
I agree, but like, yeah, I think you're right. Like, I wonder what they're like when there's no cameras on.
Yeah.
But
I just feel like she'd be the type of girl to like bitch about every last thing and like, I don't know. I
like me.
Like, I kind of am like that with certain things, but, like, you know what? At the end of the day, like, there's just things that if you want to maintain that healthy relationship, you're just going to shut your mouth. Like, if that pair of socks has been on the floor for 3 days and you've asked your man to move them and he hasn't, I'm just going to – I don't even care if I'm, like, this, like, mom kind of girlfriend. Like, I'll pick him up. I don't care.
See, that's whatever. Where we differ. Because that's why, like, I will never probably be able to have a stable, successful relationship because I am Vanessa. Like, maybe that's why I hate her so much is I am Vanessa. Like, I just can't, like, A, I make everything about myself.
Right.
But also, she's just, like, I can exactly see what you're saying. She is probably criticizing, picking apart everything, especially, like, honey, like, when you said this, I think you really should have said it this way.
Totally. Because
and that's me. Like, I'm sorry. That's me.
I'm not like that at all. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take what you said. I'm going to spin it to whatever way I want to process it and hear it in my mind.
Oh, I wish.
And I'm going to take
those
things.
That's a superpower.
And then that's it. And you know what? Maybe you didn't even say something to me, but you show me with your actions. That's good enough for me.
Nah, not me.
I don't care. Like, I'll... Like, it doesn't matter.
That's
you know?
Funny because Kieran, Amanda and I literally yesterday recorded like a dating etiquette / texting etiquette episode.
Really?
And Amanda was so like, I could not give a shit if a guy doesn't text me for 3 days.
I'm like that too. And I don't care. And I'm living my life.
And I was like, if he doesn't text me in 3 minutes, he's canceled. Like, he's like, oh, he's ghosting me. But like, that's just how I am. I've always been that way. Like, I, because to me, words are just as equally important as actions. And I know that sounds, but like, because I love writing and I love literature, I've always sort of wanted to date like a poet. Not actually, like, I want a guy who makes money, but I mean, to me, like, a texting conversation, if it's going really well and the banter's flowing, that to me is like ecstasy. Like, I live for that.
I think, like, and maybe this is like talking about like past traumas and stuff, but like, I was dating a guy who literally, if I didn't respond in like 20 minutes, would just be like so rude. And he would be like, okay, it'd be like 5 p.m. and I hadn't responded because maybe I was making dinner or something. And he'd be like, okay, good night.
Literally,
And I've never really experienced that before. And it was literally the most toxic thing ever to me. And I was like, okay. So now I'm just in this mindset of like, your texting etiquette doesn't really matter to me. What matters to me more is how you treat me when we are in person, or like, if you're calling me, like, are you gonna be saying these like shitty mean things to me?
No, I agree. I don't think that I'm like an abusive, annoying person. It's just like, the example, like I was saying to Amanda, I explained to her after, I'm like, yeah, but this person,
they're scrolling through their phone. Maybe they're just not a texter.
I know, and that's fine for people. It's just not fine for me. Okay, and like, that's just their, and so, and it wouldn't be fine for Vanessa either. And I know that. I know that about Vanessa.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I don't know. I just, she has that super, like, I'm a woman and
I mean, I'll say, like, it worked for her, right? Like, she's married, she's got her kids, she's living her dream life. Like, she's hosting these, she's living your dream life.
She's living my dream life! Oh my God.
I hate to say it,
Sarah, oh my God, she is.
So just keep doing what you're doing, because you're gonna find your Nick.
And, my Nick Lachey, yes.
And you're gonna host your TV shows and it's gonna be great.
Like, I feel like Nick just is kind of there for Vanessa's molding.
Right.
Like, whatever Vanessa needs him to be that day, he'll just be it that day. But I do think Nick's probably like a little bit more romantic and stuff. Like, he's an artist, singer.
So maybe you'll find someone like that in your next relationship, but they'll just be a little bit more of the romantic.
I feel like Nick lets Vanessa shine and Nick lets Vanessa wild out. And I kind of appreciate that dynamic. Like, it doesn't seem, it seems like he's just used to her shenanigans and he's just like, go off, girl. Like,
that's fair.
He probably is dying inside, but he's not gonna steamroll over her moment. Like, he knows she's having fun. He knows she's do you know what I'm saying?
And see, I feel like because I'm not really the most like outspoken, life of the party, like entertaining kind of girl, I want someone that's gonna match my energy or be the entertaining one.
Right.
Like, you go off and you do your goofy little dances or whatever the fuck you're gonna
do. But would you support me if we were dating? Once again,
Why do we always come back to this?
I don't know.
For sure, yeah, of course. Like, I'd be your hype girl.
Because, like,
that's what you need?
That's what I like about Nick, because there's so many couples, right, where I've been in this type of thing before where the person's, like, kind of cringing on, like, why do you have to be so loud? Or, like, you're so, like, you were so drunk and you were, like, talking about your own private business. Like, maybe you want to keep that to yourself.
I don't like that. Don't like that energy.
Like, that's what I have dealt with in the past. And it makes me feel like I have to, like, stifle my light and my energy, where I just want to be fun and perform for people and entertain. And I kind of want someone, even if they're just going to sit quiet in the corner, someone who's going to be like, that's my girl. Like, look at her go. And I kind of feel like that's Nick and Vanessa's energy a little bit, where he's probably secretly stressing about the thing she's saying, because she gets a little too personal sometimes. But at the end of the day, I do feel like he just loves her enough to let her go on her tangents, and he just supports her.
That's fair.
Anyway, that's kind of, I guess, our final thoughts on Nick and Vanessa. Love-hate relationship for me, more so hate-hate, but I'm learning to look at it through an entertainment standpoint, and, you know,
at least she's not dry, right?
She's not dry. And she's just got those crazy eyes, and I kind of live for a woman with crazy eyes. And the overall show, I would say mediocre. It didn't change.
I would watch another season, though.
But if it
continued to get, you know, worse or the same or whatever. Because I feel like the first time they do anything, it's always a little iffy.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely thought that past or later seasons of Too Hot to Handle were more entertaining than the first.
I've never seen that show.
Really?
No.
It's good. Mm-hmm. But I definitely thought that, like, you know, the later versions of those were a little bit more entertaining than the first. Yeah. So maybe it'll get better.
Yeah. We'll see. It was okay. I think the producers are definitely going to pick up on maybe ways to make it the quote-unquote experiment, like, work better or...
Yeah.
Because it just didn't seem like much happened. It seemed like a bit of a waste of time, in my opinion. Like, most of the people just, like, naturally disintegrated, like they probably would have anyway, or they just stayed together and got married or got engaged.
But what are, well, like, what else were the options? To go and find a new love?
I think I just kind of was hoping everyone would switch partners, and that would be, like, dramatic as hell. Like, if
It's weird. It's like a swinging party.
Yeah, but, it like, there wasn't a lot of swinging.
True.
Like, there was, there was like, one or two... There was only two couples, like, Madeline and Randall and Cole...
Jake and Ray.
Jake and Ray, who actually were into each other. Everybody else was just platonic and, like, just, like, killing time. Like, they didn't want to be there.
So, I think it would be interesting, maybe. Netflix, take this as you will. Maybe give me a cut if this becomes a show.
Yeah.
But maybe, like, if there was the original couples, but then, like, singles or something came in.
Ooh, I like that.
That would be way more tea. Like, bring in, like, equal amounts girls and guys so that everyone... And then it's, like, you know, there's some tea in relationships, but then there's also, like, all these single people that... They're going to be way more ruthless because they don't have this prior relationship to deal with.
I think that's
with,
what they do on Love Island. They bring it... There's, like, a certain... Oh, there's, like, a certain week where they go away into this house and they bring in all these new singles. And it just, like, whenever people do that, or even on The Bachelor, they do that sometimes.
Always stirs up
Stirs up the drama. But, yeah, it was okay. I don't know. I think I like Love is Blind more, but...
Yeah.
I would probably watch another season too, and I'm willing to host. Vanessa and I can do it together. Can you imagine?
Oh my god, it would be so dramatic.
Oh my gosh, we'd be talking over each other the whole time.
True.
Love you, girl. Love you, Vanessa. How has this happened? I've gone from being her biggest hater to, like, her biggest fan.
True.
I think I just finally accepted that she's actually living my dream life.
Yeah. I think that's accurate.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was fun. Thank you, Karen, for breaking that down with me, because Amanda didn't watch the show, so I needed to call in my number two girl.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And
sorry about my voice,
no,
guys.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. We're going to go do some shopping now and have a little cute afternoon. Mm-hmm. But we hope you guys are all happy and safe and thriving. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, all of those good things, and leave a review, because we're running out of reviews, so we need more for Amanda to shout out on the podcast. Okay. Bye. Love you.
Bye. You can cut that out.